Hey, what's going on, everybody? It is another podcast from the one, the truly, the Brandon Moore. And, you know, today, kind of just want to talk about social media and one of the roles I think it can play with, you know, keeping you on a really good path. Because, you know, a lot of people look at social media and, you know, they don't even take full advantage of it, man. Like, honestly, like, in the earlier stages of me getting on Instagram, I didn't really post a lot, which I don't necessarily post a lot now, but I try to stay active as possible with likes and posting the story. The pretty much post with a caption, I'm not really a big fan of that necessarily because I suck at captions, and like the brain power it takes to make a caption for me isn't as advantageous as just posting the story and going about my day. But let me get back to the topic at hand. You know, when I really started getting on to trying to, you know, better myself and finding interest in business and fitness, I started to follow pages like that. And what I would see is, you know, as I would get on Instagram, I would see so many things that would just get me thinking. And, you know, I was always questioning this. I was like, man, maybe I should do this. Maybe I should do that. And, you know, what I got from it was, having my social media pretty much show what my interests are allows me to stay focused on and reminded of what my interests are, what my goals are. You know, because if we have a bunch of things that distract us on our social media, we'll kind of get off track, right? Like, you kind of get on social media, you look a little bit. And then, you know, you don't want to have too much negative. You don't want to have too much positive because the positive just puts you in a mindset that, oh, I can, you know, do something that has absolutely nothing to do with my talents and what my focus is. And also, you don't want to have too much negative because, you know, that negativity just clouds your judgment. And then you become a negative individual. I believe in ultimate positivity, but I also believe that there is a balance. Like, I realize I can fail. Positive side, I realize that failure will not be the end of me. So I feel as if it's a bounce. But with the social media game, you know, I study a lot of business owners, a lot of them, and I have certain athletes on there, but the athletes kind of cater toward interests that I have. Like, there's some similarities between us that I see. I don't follow people that I'm necessarily looking up to because, as Matthew McConaughey said in an interview, you know, he looks up to his future self. I do as well. I look up to future me because the work that I put in today, the work that I put in yesterday, the work that I'm putting in right now is going to pay dividends in the future. And so that's who I look up to, because I know that in 10 years, that's a bad boy right there. That's a bad dude. You don't want to be on the bad end of him in a business deal. You know, you don't want to have him an enemy on the racetrack or anything like that, or on the gaming console. You want him as a close ally because he's gonna be a great resource to you. But that's what my social media is. My social media feeds into what I want to be. It feeds into things that I can get ideas from. It feeds into wants and desires so that I can know, so that when I'm focused on something else and I haven't reminded myself of what it is, why I'm doing it, right? I get on there and I say, oh man, this dude, same age as me, and he's getting it. This dude's the same age, same body composition as me, and he looks better than me. You know, and it's not down to myself. It's like, it's motivation that gets me going. It's like, oh, dude, you need to go get it, man. You need to go work out. Oh, what, did you work out hard enough today? You know, maybe you should go do some sprints or something like that. Just always puts me in the mindset to keep doing something to be better. Not to judge myself, not to get down on myself. It's literally just motivation that feeds me, like, man, I can really get it. But the balance is having people that are similar to yourself so that you can see yourself in them and their results. Because with me, it works. Why it works for me is because I don't believe there is a person on this earth that is better than me. I don't. Some may call it cocky, some may call it arrogant. But with that being said, there is a little bit of arrogance and cockiness that is in every individual. There is not a successful person on this earth that is 100% humble. I don't think you can do that. Because there has to be a level of what's the word I'm looking for? Certainty in what you're getting into that allows you to go full on. Like, you know, once you study and study and study, you're like, you go into a test, like, I know I'm gonna pass it. I may miss a question or two, but I know I'm gonna pass. You feel good, but because you study, that's the thing, that's it. I know that when I go into the gym, I'm gonna bust my ass, I'm gonna have a great workout because I prepared, I've warmed up, I've stretched. Well, not stretched when I'm going to a workout, but I've warmed up. I've done a couple of reps of lighter weight. I've taken my pre-workout. I've had a good meal the night before, if it's really early in the morning or if it's later on in the evening. I had some good meals throughout the day. And I know that what I put into my body will not deter me from reaching the results and the progress that I want in the gym. I know that because I prepared. All right. And so I don't have that mind state of, I can't do this or these people out of my league when I look on my social media. And that's the mindset you have to have too. That's why I say your social media has to somewhat be a reflection of yourself, right? And where you want to go, your goals. Yeah, you can have fun. And I'm not saying you have complete like business-like and things like stuff like that on your social media. Obviously not. I have a lot of like fun stuff on there, a lot of it, but there's a balance. And so even with that stuff, like I follow athletes that are similar to myself a little bit, right? Like my favorite basketball player is Kobe Bryant. Mamba mentality, baby. Five rings, right? Five rings. The most disrespected player in NBA history right now. Just to kind of get off topic a little bit, like, why do people disrespect Kobe Bryant as if he's some scrub? Like, you didn't like his field goal percentage? It's still 45%. Like 45% is not bad when we're talking about basketball, when people of that same position historically have probably shot worse or slightly better. Like, we keep looking at everyone's supposed to shoot 50% from the field. That's not going to happen. The day and age of efficiency is right now. So players in the past didn't think of it that way. And Kobe was a gunner, but he laid it out all on the line. So that's why he's my favorite player. But back to it. Like, I follow Kobe Bryant. I follow guys like that. Yeah, and so the biggest takeaway I want to be from that is, you know, allowing yourself to subscribe, to follow, to be a friend of, to associate with people and things that keep you going in the right direction, keep you true to what you want to aspire to and what you want to be. I think that has to be one of the greatest things that I have done over the last couple of months, as well as, you know, listen to podcasts, of course, but, you know, changing my social media to reflect, you know, my goals and aspirations keeps me accountable because I'm always feeding myself information, and it gives me an outlook and perspective. I always get a chance to say, oh, well, you know, that's interesting. I didn't see that. I didn't realize that. It's a different angle because there's, you know, I think 7 billion people in this world. You know, here in the United States, it's like 360 million people. And we're not going to get a chance to see every last one of them. But with social media, it gives us an opportunity to see more of those people that are similar to us and doing things that are relatable to us. And it allows us to shape and form into what we want to be. But, you know, that's just my take on that and how, you know, forming social media to fit who I am and who I want to be. Man, I just, it's helped me tremendously. I can't harp on that enough, man. I honestly can't, you know. And I love the progress, and I tell everyone that I meet to actually do that, you know, to kind of take away a lot of the things that you don't have to do. Like, you know, I keep car related videos on it because I like cars, I like games, I like, you know, things that, well, sports too, love sports. But a lot of the other content, I you know, like the IG models, I was like, yeah, I gotta get y'all off here. Y'all are like literally adding no value, and it's more of a real distraction because you can like spend minutes, you know, looking at stuff like that. So I had to like take that off of there because it was useless content and useless information. It wasn't getting me anywhere. It was just lust, basically. And I was like, I can go without. I can honestly go without. You know, but, you know, that's it. You know, taking away the major, major distractions so that you can gain more perspective. So, me and my wife, we got our son into his first actual sport, which is soccer. And we chose soccer. So we had like, I think, three options really. Well, we actually had like four, I think. Could have played all of them, which would have been hard to manage, but baseball, soccer, flag football. It was one of the, I can't remember what it was, but it came down to I felt more comfortable doing soccer because I played football, and this has nothing to do with the head injuries and CT and anything like that. I just personally believe that the footwork and things like that you can get from playing soccer will be more beneficial to him if he did choose to play football later on. And so that's mainly why I wanted to go with soccer. It wasn't anything against football, but he's been playing, and he's really competitive. He always wants to be the best. He wants to do his best, and which, as a father, makes me extremely proud, because he's always trying to compare himself to me and doing push-ups, and I want to get a weight set and all that stuff. So, I'm glad that I can inspire that in him, and that he's actually reflecting that when he's competing in these sports. It was a little rough starting off. He's just now getting used to playing, soccer. This is his first year, and a lot of the kids on his team, they've played a few years, and so there's a learning curve for him. But he's been progressing a lot, and so his third game was this weekend, and his first game was okay. Second game, I was like, man, you suck it up, buddy. Like that was horrible. Was horrible. It was really not a good game, not a good showing for him. He just wasn't there. And so the next couple of practices and the next game, there was a huge, huge difference. Huge difference. He was more attentive. He was more aggressive. He's getting more comfortable. And it goes back to just being comfortable with doing something. You will be more assertive. So, just being able to rehearse something and do it over and over again, you start off not necessarily being comfortable with doing something, but because you continue to do it and you continue to push forward, you then become accustomed to it, and then you are now able to become more aggressive. You're now able to do the things that you want to do because you have that confidence behind those actions. It's not, you're not doing everything out of fear, right? And so the main reason that I actually want to get him in sports has nothing to do with the monetary value necessarily. I don't, expect him to be the next Ronaldo or any, or Pele. I just want him to learn the lessons of, failing, not winning, not quitting, not giving up. Understanding what it is to be a champion and to hold yourself to such a high standard. Not accepting a loss, or when you lose a game, go hitting the drawing board and looking at what did I do wrong? What could I have executed on that would have propelled us to a higher level? What did my teammates do that helped us win, or what did my teammates not do that caused us to lose? And that's what I want, him to learn from, because sports is a good, there it's a good, putting your kids in sports is a great way to teach them about life. As adults, we all know about trial and error. We all know about failure and things of that nature. We deal with not being compensated as high as we should be, especially when you factor in inflation and things like that. We understand these things, well, some of us do. And the greatest thing that you can do, you can put your kid in a situation where they have to learn these lessons young so that they can have that success later on, because they look at it as just a way of life. A lot of kids are growing up and they may not necessarily be in situations where they have to deal with failure. They may not have to deal with failing. I am a firm believer that failing does not make you a failure. Accepting that you failed makes you a failure. That acceptance without action to get better makes you a failure. Failing does not make you a failure, because we all fail. I fail all the damn time. But I keep on going and I keep pushing forward. I may not keep forward, keep pushing forward in that same category or that same walk of life, because I may realize that that may not be something for me. But I don't quit on my overall journey to success, or my overall journey to whatever it is. And so I want these things to be taught to my son, you know, from his own perspective, him to see these things. So when my son has issues with sports, I kind of correlate it with something in real life so that he's able to use it elsewhere. I also use it to help him in school, because a lot of kids are, you know, they have a very short attention span. But if I can get him to understand, hey man, when the coach is talking, you give him your undivided attention, however short it may be. You know, when you look at the, you know, a lot of the athletes, you look at Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, you look at a Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, you know, LeBron James, some of the more prominent businessmen when it comes to athletes. All of them are entrepreneurs. Michael Jordan, of course, he, you know, owns the Hornets. And then you look at Kobe Bryant, you know, with the directing and producing and content creation that he's doing. LeBron James with his investments. You look at Magic Johnson, you know, being part owner of the Dodgers. Shaquille O'Neal, who's just a serial entrepreneur, basically. He's in every damn thing. Pretty much is the face of Papa John's. Kevin Durant as well. You know, a part of him actually signing with the Golden State Warriors was to go to Silicon Valley and network with a lot of the upstart tech companies and grow his net worth. So this is just things that, you know, but these guys, you know, they learn a lot about zoning in and not giving up and not quitting. And, you know, when it's time to execute, they execute because they're at the highest level. And that's one thing that I want him to learn. You know, the execution at the highest level, the highest point, is where your money is going to be made. Your decision making, thinking on your feet really quickly. You have to adapt while the game is going. And that's what I love about sports. It keeps that competitive edge. I love it. You know, one thing that I wish I had more time to do was to play sports, because I think that it would add a more tactical advantage to what I want to do. And because you learn to make very quick decisions on the fly, because if someone's driving the basket and they're cutting right, how do you intercept that? How do you stop that? You have to make that decision right then and there. You don't have, you know, a minute. You don't have 15 seconds to do that. You got to observe and act right then and there. A lot of it comes, I get that, in the military as well, making quick decisions. I have a planning process, but I don't get to sit there and plan all day. At some point, you have to execute, which is why I love him being in sports. And I'm going to continue to push him to be in sports, not to be recognized as All-American or anything like that, but my goal is for him and any of my children to have that competitive edge, to learn to make decisions, to understand that there will be losses, but to ultimately always seek to win, because the pursuit of greatness will have some losses in it. You will lose, but ultimately those losses are lessons learned. If you always get caught up in winning all the time, all you know is winning, you can always have a positive record. That's not the point. Having a positive record or going positive in terms of win percentage is not the point. The point is knowing that those losses don't stop you from reaching your ultimate goal. If your ultimate goal is to win a championship, one or two losses won't stop you from doing that, but it's when you get those losses. Get those losses in the season, not in the playoffs, because that's crunch time. So you want to prepare yourself during the season for the playoffs. So when you get to the playoffs, it's execution. It's execution. It's championship level execution. And that's what he can get from the sports. And that's why I want to keep him in sports, because it drives him. He's gonna go to school. He's always talking to me about being the best. Last night we had a conversation about money, where he said one kid in his class had more money than him. For you know, in their classroom, they it's made up money. They get some type of currency for, you know, doing what they need to do and, you know, outstanding things. And you know, he talked about how much money he had. He said, "Yeah, I want to have the most money." And I said, "Why? What are you gonna do with it?" He said, "I'm gonna keep it and get more of it." And it put a smile on my face, and I said, he understands saving and growing his wealth already. Understands growing his money. Now, saving your money might not necessarily be the best thing to do, because it, you know, with inflation, you know, it actually decreases in value unless you're having a checking account that kind of matches inflation, which then it, you don't necessarily grow, but you don't necessarily move. You kind of just stay the same. But he understands it, and so I told him. So I teach him a little bit about investing. Like, oh, well, you know, you can take your money and, you know, do this with it and make more money from it and, you know, kind of, you know, did stuff like that. But it just intrigues me, you know, the lessons and things and perspective that these kids have at such a young age, because he's only 6. And so we have to capitalize on this stuff because they're in such a young age, and they consume information a lot better than we do. All right, we spend hours and hours trying to get a single point across and not even understand it. But them, their consumption of information is a lot better than ours and more rapid. I think because they don't have the stress and distractions that we do. We're worried about bills, we're worried about significant others, we're worried about family, we're worried about those same children that we're trying to teach these lessons to. And so, you know, I love having him in the sports. I love it because there are so many lessons that I learned from being in sports. You know, seeing ultimate defeat at a state level in track, and from that I wanted to get even faster. Even though that was my last track meet, I still wanted to get faster. It didn't stop me. I told myself, you know what, I can't lose like this again. I can't feel this. And so, you know, every chance I get, I have to graduate. I have to win. I have to do this, because that feeling of defeat, knowing that you can't go back and win that last race again, it's unbelievable. It's something that you have to live with. But that's the lessons that you learn. You learn that if you don't win it, and this is your last chance, you don't have an opportunity to win that race. Now you have an opportunity to win many more races in other fields, but that race is it. So you have to prepare. You have to prepare so that you can win that race. And I love having in sports, developing that competitive edge. You know, seeing that there is more to it. There's the team building that can come from it. We don't talk about the team building. We don't talk about team building. We always talk about the individual impact it can have on that sole child. But realistically, it teaches that kid to be a leader. It teaches that kid to understand that other people play a part in my ultimate success, which is going back to entrepreneurship and how you develop and build teams. Because if he understands that how great my teammates are has a direct result on how great my overall success with the team is, then he's gonna know to pay more attention to what the teammates are doing. You have to learn how to work with others, which is another reason to be in sports, because you're forced to work with others. There's so many lessons that are learned in sports. I can just keep going on and on and on, but I'm not going to, because you know, this is something I'm very passionate about, and then, you know, I just want to get the most out of him and any other child in regards to sports. I'm a big believer in putting kids in sports so that they can learn, not trying to monetize them, but to teach them lessons of life. So that is it, guys, for this episode of the podcast. It's been nice chatting with you all. I have more ideas, but I think I'm going to save them for another episode. I kind of had to make these in segments because of various things that I had to do, so it was kind of hard to keep up with what I was talking about. And you know, I don't really have an editor, and so I'm trying to keep these as consistent as possible when I'm having the time to make them, so that I don't forget or get off topic and it's kind of choppy, or it may seem like I'm bouncing around. But hey, this is episode 5, and can't wait to talk to you guys by episode 6. Thanks. Peace.